I'm sorry to interrupt, but breaking news. You can, in fact, eat leather and get benefit out of it. So.
All right. Welcome to the Denim Dads podcast. This is Jordan. I am on Instagram at nifty_thrifty, and I'm a father of four kids, and I am living in Ontario, Canada.
Hey, this is Lono. You can find me on Instagram at @_dad_chic. I do occasionally sometimes use the platform. I've got a bunch of kids. It's poor decisions all around.
So I'm William. You can find me at BootsByOfficial or BootsBy.com or the BootsBy YouTube channel. And I have one son, 7 months old.
PGH style guy from Pittsburgh. I have two children that are human and then one that has...
One that has what? You cut out. You missed the best part. One that has fur.
Yeah, one dog.
Yeah, I have fur too now. It's coming in on my shoulders and...
Yeah, if it's... Your categories are human or with fur. And I'm like, where does that leave me? Because I think I'm both. If I were your son and the ages line up correctly, how would you categorize me on this podcast?
Ages line up correctly. Come on.
You'd have a 50-50 category.
Yeah, exactly. The Venn diagram. You're in the middle. Yeah. Well, we are super glad that you were able to join us, Will. BootsBy, that's awesome. William, really appreciate it. Now, we usually start off just by saying what we wore today. Doesn't necessarily have to be what you have on because it is a little bit late at night. But I'll start off. Today, I am wearing some Naked and Famous denim, which seems to be a theme for me. But today, it's the solid black selvage in the True Guy fit again. Nice straight fit. I'm enjoying that. They're a little long still. Cuff's a little bigger than I like, but I haven't washed them yet. And so I haven't had them hemmed yet. I usually wait till after I've washed them. And they are currently... in the second intermission, but the Leafs are playing, so I got my Leafs jersey on, and I was wearing my Red Wing Weekender Chukkas today, which are just a nice, comfortable, casual shoe. And we have some folks that want to hear our everyday carry stuff, so today I am wearing a Timex Iron Man, and I've got a Concept Cryo in my pocket. So that's what I got going on today. What about you, Mr. BootsBy?
Yeah, so I recently went to, I'm in Winston-Salem, and nearby the city over from us is Greensboro. And so I went and recently visited the old White Oak factory where they used to make all the, cone White Oak denim. And nice. So I was feeling pretty inspired. I was feeling pretty inspired by that. And I recently picked up some new denim pieces. I got a lot of questions to ask you guys because I've been a boot dude for years, but obviously, you know, the draw of denim is pretty strong. And so I've just started to get into it. So I got a lot of like questions because I got my first pair of like pretty tough to break in jeans. I got questions to ask. But so that is, I got some Brave Star. That was like my first pair.
That's a good choice. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of where my research led me. So I had like, I think it's their 14 or maybe 16 ounce, probably a 14 ounce straight leg. So that's, I wore that on the bottom. And then I also recently got the Telesyn, I can't remember what the shirt is, but it's like their Western shirt. I think it's like an 8 ounce denim. So I'm going straight denim on denim, all fresh looking. So that's what I wore today with a pair of Red Wing Iron Rangers. And then if we're talking watches too, I just got like this like Garmin running watch. That's
nice.
That's what I wore today.
Beauty.
All right, guys. So I'll go next. This is Adam. And I always have to pause and think about all the pieces because I'm not good at that. But today I wore a vintage Five Brother flannel. It's pretty dope. It's like red and blue and white, probably from the 70s. And a Madewell thermal Henley. And then I actually wore for the first time a pair of So-So Brothers 13 and a half selvage denim, 13 and a half ounce, sorry, selvage denim. The fit was kind of modeled after Free Note Avila's, so their measurements are pretty spot on there. They were a rad wear today. And for boots, I had on my Rancourts. It's actually a new pair of Rancourts that I picked up recently, the Byron boot. In tan Bulldog Horween leather. Well, I'm not a big boot guy. Like, I'm not an expert. I told you before we started, I told Will, I'm like the personality hire. So you can inform me, you know, if I'm good or...
kind of like an expert right there, man. You're wheeling off the letters and all that. That's kind of nice.
I mean, I try. Right? I at least keep track of some of the detail. Today was Omega Aquaterra. I wear that most days. And then new this week, guys, because I found it in it was actually in a pair of pants that I hadn't worn like 6 months. I found my Spyderco Ladybug knife. So that is now back. You know, I was really happy to have her back. So now I'm on track. So
there you go.
Nice.
All right. I'm wearing my Standard and Strange COVID tour t-shirt, which never fails to make me laugh. Rail car, duck pants, the green ones. I think they call it a seaweed. It's wearing my Withered Fig and Viberg Marvington 2s. Those are the ones with the tobacco leather and then the dark brown tongue. Since we're, I guess, doing EDC now, I'm wearing my 5-digit Rolex Submariner on the Dr. No NATO strap, full James Bond cosplay. And then I think carrying a knife is stupid, so I'm not carrying a knife. I'll talk about jewelry instead. Because I kind of like the high-low of this. I'm wearing the KIA bracelet I always wear. So it's a memorial bracelet to some of my soldiers that died a really long time ago. And then I have it stacked with like a silver bangle I bought on the Tibetan Plateau on a hike like a really long time ago. And I really like that it's like military and then like pretty shiny clouds side by side. So that's my EDC. I never show jewelry because the KIA bracelet is too much of a self-dox, but I do wear it. So
I was expecting it to be, because a lot of the time you have items that your kids have made, like or shirts that have prints that are memorable to your kids. So I was expecting it to be, you know, the Rolex Submariner with a bead bracelet from your daughter. Well,
did you see what I posted it next to? Not my, I wasn't the Submariner. I don't remember what watch it was, but I posted a watch with a Paw Patrol bracelet. That was the peak. That was my favorite. But I was stacking the. Yeah.
That's, no, that's what I've come to expect from you.
I wear a lot of stupid kids jewelry. It's fun.
So Will, before we get into the boot stuff, I didn't realize, so you've got one son, 7 month old, so you're still kind of in the thick of it right now.
Oh yeah. I don't even know what to expect afterwards. So if this is the thick of it, then I suppose then I'm in it. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I always found that was the toughest. Like for me, from probably a year on, yeah, I mean, it always has its challenges, but it got a lot more fun. Like I always say, if my kids came out of the womb at a year old, I wouldn't have felt like I missed much, because I just found it to be really challenging. Like I never yeah. figured out the infant thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's like in a way kind of comforting to hear too, because, you know, I mean, I guess the big thing is like he started sleeping through the night. So like about a month ago. And so that literally changed my life. Like I immediately got up and started like, all right, I'm training for a half marathon. I'm going to start, I'm like lift away. I'm like back, I'm back at it, but twice as
tall.
Nice. So that was big. But yeah, there's a lot of times when I'm just like watching him and kind of like, hey man, like you want to do something? Or like, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to kind of sit here and play with this block for an hour and a half. And so, I hear what you're saying. And
I think most of us are right there with you, man. Like I feel for infants is worry. I mean, there's love, but there's no enjoyment. Like they get real fun.
Yeah.
They also in some ways get worse because they develop a personality they can't like explain, but they get fun. Like 9 minutes of fun, 1 minute of hell, repeat forever, as opposed to where you are now, where it's just 10 minutes of constant anxiety.
Yeah.
And he has a bone structure now, right? So, I mean, you know, like, I think we talked about this on a podcast a few weeks ago. And, you know, it's like I call the newborns jellybacks, right? Because, like, they have no bones. Like, it's all just. Yeah. So, you know, the fact that there's bone structure is like the raddest part of it.
Yeah.
But that's a real serial killer comment, Adam.
Yeah,
like, jelly back.
The best part of this baby is its bones.
Yeah. I mean, it's a known thing. I tell people, like, I have no interest in holding a jelly back. Like, I held my own. Like, I don't want to hold your mushy baby. I'm sorry. Oh, when it has bones.
Yeah.
Look, I still don't like other people's kids, no matter what age it is. Like, who's that punk? It's just not for me. My kids, great. Other people's kids, just don't talk to me. I don't want to hear about your.
Oh, for sure.
The book you read yesterday, a 45-minute story. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell my kids you said that.
Hey, this weird guy I talked to online, he doesn't like you.
Yeah. He said you guys are terrible.
He doesn't care about your stories.
I will admit my kids' stories aren't great. They're subpar at best.
I think that's part for the course.
Yeah. So getting into the Boots by world, I was curious, you know, what's kind of the backstory? When did you decide to start posting about boots? You know, was it Instagram first or YouTube first? Because I know I knew you first from YouTube before I found the Instagram account. So yeah, where did it all start?
Yeah, so basically my wife and I lived in San Francisco for about 5 years, and this is, you know, maybe probably started living there about 10 years ago. And we were both school teachers, and at the time we just needed to pay the rent because we were school teachers and you know, living in San Francisco, so that math doesn't add up. So I started doing some freelance writing on the side, and basically started writing in men's fashion. That was just kind of like where the articles were coming through. That's, you know, the people who could pay, the publications they could pay. So I started writing about men's fashion and kind of just consistently, steadily did that. Probably from about like 2017, I probably started that, and increasingly just did more and more. And I worked with a lot of different publications, like people who listen to this podcast might know The Modest Man, Brock McGough now on YouTube as well. And then just a couple other you know, menswear publications, basically all the popular ones. So over time I was doing that, and then really got a feel for like starting a blog or a publication, you know. And then COVID hit and everything kind of shut off. And at the time I was working on commission, and all the brands that I was working with, nobody was doing any more deals. So like, I basically had a lot of free time and a lot of nervous energy. Cause I was like, all right, well, like what, you know, what's going on? And this was, you know, we're talking like March, April, May, 2020. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to start my own site. Cause like, I know what these guys are doing. I get it. I want to start my own site. I want to write about something in men's fashion, something I'm interested in. And at the time I had gotten a pair of Thursday Captains. I had that for maybe a year and a half. I remember like looking it up, and there was just not much, you know, there was not much, like how did it age over time, when I was looking it up, and that's what I really wanted to see. And then I was also really curious about the Red Wing Iron Ranger too. And same story, like at that time, early, maybe like late 2019, there was no information really out there, or that was easily accessible to find that kind of stuff. So I was like, all right, well, like, I'm just going to start writing about men's boots. And that was actually like, I think the whole pandemic period too, there was just a huge wave of people getting interested in boots. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
So in June 2020, I started bootsby.com. So it primarily started as a blog. And then I also started, I think I posted my first video in July. And it was very interesting because I was doing another YouTube channel at the time that was generally men's fashion. And I had posted maybe 30 videos on that other channel. But by the time I'd posted 3 Boots By videos, like those were already getting more views than, you know, my 30th video on this other channel.
Yeah.
And so it really became clear. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think the first video of yours that I watched might have been the Captain versus Iron Ranger video.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was probably earlier on, like not right away. I don't think it was one of your first videos, but that's what kind of introduced me to your channel.
Yeah, you're an OG man. Cause yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I would characterize that as one of my first videos, you know, maybe it was my 15th video or whatever, but like,
right.
That was still really, really early, really early days. I mean, first couple months. So yeah, I basically just started to post basically one video every single day. For the last 3 years. Not once a day, once a week. I mean, so I started posting about once a week, every week for about 3 years. So yeah, then I just noticed, you know, immediately there's a lot more people. I was getting a lot more comments. There was a lot more questions, more interaction, just talking to people and people who were really interested. So I honestly did not know that. I didn't have any expectations that a boot blog would be anything, or a boot YouTube channel would be anything big at all. It was more just like, all right, I got time and I need to like, you know, keep the axe sharp. So I'm just going to do this. And it became pretty clear after about 6 months in that I was like, okay, there's actually like a real audience for this stuff. And, you know, and obviously as I was kind of like looking for more content to produce, because I was like, okay, there's an audience for this. Yeah. I just started to get even more passionate about it, you know, and more interested. And, you know, you got to keep the edge and be like, okay, like learning as much as you can so that you're presenting the right information, coming up with new stuff. So it kind of evolved like my passion for it. And also, the brand itself, kind of grew in tandem. So.
And so it started off as a blog, which I didn't know. And correct me if I'm wrong, but over the last few years I've noticed from the video aspect, like just changes in lighting and probably camera gear that you're using, things like that. Do you still prefer the written aspect of what you do with a blog, or have you gotten more into the videography and photography side of things just as more of a like hobby interest?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I always gravitate towards the written word. That's definitely my specialty, and that's where I have the most fun in that way. Obviously with the video, I'm always like, I have a standing rule that like after every single video, I write down one thing that I really enjoyed about the video and one thing that I want to improve on the next one. So like if you watch that original, you know, the first video from Boots By, the quality is like real bad. So it's just been a continual learning process of like how do I make that better? Because I always want to put out, you know, something that is to the best of my capability. So the video is definitely that's just like the most effective, you know, it's the easiest way to communicate with a lot of people. But one thing in terms of like the hobby aspect is photography, has definitely been kind of the same thing. Like if you were to see my early photos, they looked okay. But now I'd say if I want to like do a good shoot for a pair of boots, like I can get some stuff that looks like it could live on the brand's website if they wanted it, you know. Although they never show boots more beat up, you know. I like to show it with a little bit of patina on there, a little bit of wear.
I wish more brands had that on the site,
you know. Even
if it was side by side. Yeah, because that's been for me an early on with the podcast, actually, we talked about it because my wife's a photographer. And when I first started my Instagram, I was just doing like really crappy photos with my phone. And she kind of said, look, I can't sit and like watch you do this. I'll take pictures of you. Oh my gosh. But over the course of the last few years, I started getting really interested in it, and I've been doing my own photos for a while now, but it's just become something I really enjoy doing, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But even that, just looking at it and going like, oh man, that I don't know why I didn't figure out the right settings for, you know, that environment or whatever it is, but it's become something that is relaxing too. It's just like
There's been an irony with me because my photo journey on Instagram has been backwards. I used to put so much more time into my IG photos, but as the kids just keep multiplying, I've lost the time and ability. I'm always carrying somebody or somebody's bag of garbage. So like my photos that I take effort in are now all family photo shoots. So there's all these incredible shots of my kids all over the world that, you know, only my wife and I see. And there's all these terrible, like half a second phone snaps of me like just jamming through Instagram feeds, which is probably why my account is so much less popular than it used to be, for being like fully self-actualized here.
Yeah, because weren't you shooting Leica initially?
No, Nikon.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a Leica guy.
Yeah,
that's one area of the world where I haven't dumped a fortune.
Yet. Yeah. And so the first pair of boots that you got into, Will, were the Captains for the Boots By thing. But I was kind of curious, earlier on in life, were you into like Doc Martens or were you a sneaker guy? It sounds like you were always into menswear and fashion, but what was your footwear interest prior to, you know, Goodyear welted style service boot?
I'll say I actually wasn't always really into menswear. That was not really that was not really actually a passion of mine. It was just kind of something where I needed to make money freelance writing. Yeah. And so it was like, okay, this is, I didn't even get it. I was like, how are these guys paying me? But like, whatever, I'll do it. Like I need to pay rent. Cause you know, like it's due in 3 days. Like let's get this article done. So yeah. I really came at it from the, I was, you know, just pretty much like a, I don't know, like 23, 22 years old or something like that. And just like, that was like my dream was being a writer, right? So I was like, all right, if anybody's willing to pay me, like I'm gonna write as much as I possibly can. And so it definitely my passion for fashion definitely grew out of just like.
I love this. Do you know who Nikola Jokic is?
Yeah.
He's probably the best player in the NBA, and he doesn't actually like basketball. He's just too big to be a horse jockey. And he always gives these interviews like, yeah, I had a good game. I'm going to go take care of my horses or whatever. And people get so upset that he doesn't have the passion the fans do. And you're having this moment with Jordan right now where you're just smashing his world. Like, no, it was just a way to pay the bills. To just cover my feet, you know, whatever. I'm going to go back to my real passion, which is marbles. Which is
being a horse jockey, actually. So.
No, I love it because, when I was 22, 23, I was interested in, you know, menswear, but I didn't have anything good. I didn't have good clothes or nice clothes or anything like that. I was interested, but I just think it's awesome, you know, developing that just from writing articles about it. And you start to see like, it doesn't take long when you put something on that feels good, you feel good in it. You know, there's something to it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do got to say I was not just a normal guy when it came to style. I remember I got a call out in my senior year. I got this amazing when it comes to shoes. So I always had, I guess I had something like I needed. I wasn't like into clothes, but I did use clothing to differentiate myself and make myself unique. And probably my favorite choice of that was my senior year. I would wear like super, super tight pants because I was, you know, I was like emo, you know? So I'd wear super tight jeans and then always would wear a headband because I had this like really long curly hair. And then I got these big red, like patent leather sneakers with Tupac's face on them. And I got them from Burlington Coat Factory for like $15 or something like that, or $10. And I wore those every day my senior year. And it was great. So that was amazing. Definitely, you know, so I did use shoes pretty early on to differentiate myself in that way of, you know, that was not, you know, I wasn't wearing your standard Vans slip-ons. I was going Tupac red patent leather high top.
How was the patina on Tupac's face? That's the real question here.
I kept it pristine, man. I kept it pristine.
if you stumble across an old photo of those things, you got to send it to us.
There's got to be something out there. There's got to be something out there. I got to find it.
Yeah. Before we move on to one little boot related segment, I was curious what the jeans are that you got that are less than ideal in the break-in.
Oh yeah, yeah. So not less than ideal, but the Brave Star, I think it's the Brave Star 14 ounce straight leg. I was curious, real question. Do your nuts hurt when you're wearing like a new pair of raw denim jeans? Because like I'm putting them on and I'm like, dang, dude, like this is it's gonna be uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
That's unfortunate. Is it like a lower rise?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. That might be the issue. Also, I just got like big old thighs. So,
I thought you were about to say big old balls.
I thought it was going.
No, those are. I left a nice little pause there, but no, I'm gonna say average testes, but big thighs for sure.
That's amazing.
I don't want to shatter any dreams here, but I that's probably a bad fit. Because the crotch isn't gonna stretch much.
Can I like get in a bathtub with them? Is that a thing that I could do? Yeah. Does that help?
That'll shrink them up more, I would say.
Oh, it'll shrink them more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I usually size up. Like I think there's sort of some people will say you want them to be a little tight when you first get them because the waistband is going to stretch, which there is some truth to that. The waistband is going to stretch a bit, but I usually go right off the bat so that they're comfortable and not expecting any stretch to happen. And if they loosen up a little bit, it's not enough that they're going to like, I've never had a pair of pants fall down on me or anything like that. But right. That's just me. I like them to fit a little bit on the loose side. I wear a belt anyway.
Yeah.
And tighten it up. But I've had jeans in the past though, especially the old Naked and Famous Weird Guy had a low rise. And the measurement across the hips on them is narrow too. And I got my mother's hips, but they're like, they were very uncomfortable. Well, and people, you know, they're grape crushers, those old ones. And
yeah,
you can remedy it by sizing up, but then sometimes too, it depends on the fit. Like if you want it to be slim and then you size up, then it's not really going to give you that slim look. But a straight leg jean, I think I would size up. And then if you sit in the tub with them, they'll shrink up a little bit.
Okay.
So the thigh and the waist can both stretch. So you might get lucky if that's what's causing the crush. But
yeah,
if it's tight in the crotch, like if that's actually where it's tight, you're in trouble.
It might be that because I've been wearing it for 3 days. And they've been progressively like getting, I'm not going to say comfortable, but they've been getting less uncomfortable.
So it could be the across the hips part. And once that loosens up a little bit, because the old Naked and Famous ones I had that were really uncomfortable, it was just because the rise was so low that you had to like wear them almost down, like down on your hips for them to not be pulling up like underneath. Whereas if it's just tight, it might be just that hip from hip to hip, which I think that will loosen up too.
You also, if you lift and you got big thighs, there you might have to look for jeans that are built with that in mind. Like when Naked and Famous has their Strong Guy fit, a couple other brands have
well, I do got,
jeans with bigger I got, thighs.
I got a pair of Raleigh denim with like Nihon Mempu fabric. And I got that maybe 2 years ago or something like that. And I don't remember it. I remember it being that fabric's a little bit softer. Was softer originally. I remember that. At the time, I weighed about like 15 pounds heavier, and so they were not comfortable. And so, but I just brought them out of my closet like a month and a half ago, and they're like super comfortable now. So I'm like, all right, maybe if I go ahead and lose another 5 pounds, maybe these Brave Stars are gonna fit great.
I think that you would find that. Which fit do you have in the Raleigh?
I think it's their Graham or it's whatever their straight fit is.
I got the same jeans, the Graham Fit Nihon Mempu. Those are awesome.
Yeah, they're really nice. That's such a cool pair of pants.
So. And it always blows my mind. Like, so yeah, your Brave Stars are 14 ounce. I think the Nihon Mempu is what, like 13.75 or something. But they
something
do.
Like that.
Like they don't feel that weight. And like, I've got some unbrandeds that are 14 and a half ounces that will stand up on their own, but there's something about like different weaves that just feel a little more open. Like sometimes the weight to me, it doesn't compute.
Yeah, definitely. Like maybe 2 years ago, I got a pair of unbrandeds for my first try. I definitely got the wrong fit on that. But they were just like, it was so, no joke, I was trying to wear them and they were so uncomfortable to bend over. I started having dreams at night that like I needed to climb a ladder to like get away. Like the water, I was in a room and water was like rising and I had to climb a ladder to get out, but I couldn't because my legs were like stuck in these jeans. And I was like, okay, I'm having nightmares about these, like wearing raw denim. Like, I think I'm just going to go back to stretch jeans for a while.
Yeah.
So that's what I was like my first foray into raw denim. And then I decided to sack up and get some new ones. Yeah. So
I got fit wrong so many times.
Yeah, what I've learned, I keep breaking my own rule, is always try it on before you buy. But then I see something that I just like, I can't try on that I really want, and then I pay the price. I'm just not a smart person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You were saying it's like that with boots. You get the fit wrong. Yeah.
It's once you find out that you're, first you have to do that translation of like, okay, I've been buying, Nike's my whole life or whatever, or I've been buying Levi's my whole life. And so, okay, I know what size I am. And so then you go to raw denim or you go to Heritage Boots and you buy the size that you normally are. And they're like, oh no, you bought a size 34. Oh, that's hilarious. No, you're actually size 38 in this jean.
You would think that products that are three times the price would be able to manage consistent sizing.
Yeah, they do it as a trick.
Yeah. Well, I got all thrown off because I wore orthotics from the age of probably 13, 14 until I was in my like late 20s. And so that affected the size that I wore because I was wearing things like Doc Martens, Blundstones, Clarks. So you just size up because the orthotic takes up so much space. But then I ended up getting a pair of Aldens. I found those at a thrift store in the size that I typically wore with orthotics. But I found over time, I was like, I don't have as much foot pain as I used to have since I've been wearing these boots. So I ended up taking the orthotics out, but then the boots were huge. But that's when I, kind of discovered that I'd been wearing orthotics this whole time to kind of mask the fact that my feet hurt from wearing shitty footwear. And that's what kind of got me into the like, oh, well, if this is actually helping my feet, there's something to this, buying something quality. So then I started looking into other footwear, and when I looked at the price of the boots that I had thrifted, I was like, well, I'm not buying those new, so what else is out there? And that's when I found Red Wing, and I've been like for the last 10-12 years been completely fine not needing any orthotics or anything like that. And I find it even better with shoes like Red Wing, where it's just the hard leather insole. My foot, some for whatever reason, just responds so much better to that. So it's been a nice discovery for me, not for my wallet, but
yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So did you start off like into denim more, or was it, you know, was that boost, was that kind of the first discovery of high quality clothing, or how'd that go for you?
I've just always worn jeans. Like even when I was a kid, I remember my mom would take us to Sears, and you know, the week before school, we'd all get a new pair of jeans, and those were our jeans for the year. And you know, different stages in life where I grew a lot as a, you know, adolescent, I'd have these ridiculously tight short jeans on by the end of the year, and waiting until I had my yearly trip to Sears for another pair of jeans. And I think and I find it with our kids, like it's just so much more durable. And so I think as kids, my parents just had us in jeans because they may not have fit well, but they certainly were still going strong by the end of the year, whereas other pants would not survive like that. And
yeah.
So definitely was denim. And then in high school, when I got into like buying my own clothes, and it was just kind of by accident, buying different jeans and stuff, that I ended up with a pair of Gap raw denim, not selvage or anything, but just raw denim. And I at that point, I just really liked how it was a heavier, more rigid fabric. There was something that I just preferred about it, and that's when I kind of got into raw denim. But I did always like shoes. Like I would have been around the same age as getting and having to wear orthotics, but around like 13, 14, getting a paper route, having a bit of money. So the first thing I saved up for were, I think they were, it was either Doc Martens or Clark's Wallabies, one of those two.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and that was kind of the first I had.
Wallabies are awesome, dude. I love the Clark's Wallaby. That's a sweet slipper. I don't know what that is, but it's cool.
They're great. I wish I wore mine more. Like I've always had a pair in the closet since grade 9. I've always had a pair of Wallabies. And but nowadays I have too many boots, but maybe I gotta put mine on. I have this cool pair. They're the Horween. They did one release in basketball. It's supposed to look like a basketball, and then one release in, it's supposed to look like like football leather. So I've got these. Nice. They're like orange pebble grain Horween leather, probably from about, I think they would have been about 10 years old maybe, but I rarely wear them, so they still look pretty new. I gotta put those things on. But yeah, so definitely denim would have been the staple, but then footwear kind of came along with it.
Nice.
For me, anyway. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
But speaking of boots, and you know, boots we love and boots we sought after, I was kind of curious. I actually think you recently did a top five boots or something like that video, but I'm curious if we could all peg one pair, like a desert island boots. You can only take one pair with you. Which pair are you going to take? And if you have a reason, why, give it. If you don't have a reason, just list off which boots you would take if you knew you were going to be stuck on a desert island. Let's go with you, Adam. I've been chatting away too much to let you chime in.
Oh no, it's good, right? Because I said, you know, I'm probably not the boot connoisseur of the conversation, but yeah. So you know, desert island, you gave no qualification, right?
None.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, so here I like to talk, right? So I will rationalize my opinion of why I'm going with this boot. I'm going to pick the Red Wing Blacksmith Copper Russian Tufts because I know it, right? I have it. It's an awesome boot, right? And it's like, you know, I only own boots from Red Wing and Rancourt. So, you know, my the spectrum of boot that I know. Both are great makers, but I would say that, you know, one, I'd pick something different if people were going to see me, right? Like, I like at some point want to get into like dress boots. Actually, I take it back. I do have a pair of boots from Taylor Stitch too. But, you know, anyway.
I was just about to remind you of those.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's like, I have to like scan through everything, but you're right. I do. So if I were seeing people, like, it'd be a completely different story. I'd want, you know, probably far less utility, but now I'm expecting that, like, I actually have to forage, right? So, you know, I am also not like a purist, workwear guy, right? I wore suits for 20 years before I started wearing rugged clothes. And so, you know, now I've got to start doing actual work, right? I've got to be ready to get in it. But I think that the blacksmith, you know, the only reason why I went with blacksmith is I'm just not a toe cap guy. I know a lot of people have opinion about how the toes look, but I think they're the perfect boot, super comfortable. I can definitely work in them. You know, the one thing I will say that, like, on my boot barometer is I can squat down in them. And like, I tend to squat like on my toes. Like I don't know what parts of feet that is. Lana, what part of my foot is that? Like, it's like, I will like squat down and lift my.
I'm just remembering like 4 years ago where we had this whole thing about how you were afraid of doing squats and you would do like little baby weight. Now I know why. You squat on your toes. What is wrong with you? Keep your feet flat. I squat. What is going on?
But he's talking about twerking.
Right? No wonder he's so.
As well.
No wonder your squat max is like 95 pounds. You know, it's all making sense now.
It's not a workout squat, but like if I'm like bending down to like the kids level, well, now my kids are giants. So like if I were bending down to Will's kids level, like I would like bend down. I don't know. I pick the heels up. And those boots just take all the beating, right? Like it's like they just always look the same. They never seem to change no matter what I do with them. So that is my pick. I'm on the desert island. I am taking my Red Wing Blacksmith's Copper Rough and Tough.
Honestly, I had a feeling that's what you were going to pick.
Oh, so you predict? Yeah.
Yep, I did. That was my guess. Lona, what about you? I think I know which ones you're going to pick.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time on islands, as you know, so I'm coming at this from a different approach. I'm going to have to be like, out in the shallows, catching crabs and throwing spears at fish while I grow my Tom Hanks beard. So I'm wearing my O'Neill surf boots because I can wear those in the water. Ooh. and keep my feet safe.
Okay, that's not what I was.
The Rancourts are going to get waterlogged, and Adam's going to not be able to, like, he's going to get, you know, like his foot's going to rot off while he's trying to eat. And I'm going to be happily with a belly full of crabs, safe with my O'Neill water shoes.
That's a good choice right there. That's
practicality nice. Trumps everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if the island was like high above the sea level and it's a rocky mountain? But we didn't qualify. I'm out there. I'm looking for boar. Okay. I'm in the woods. Yeah. We just got different priorities.
And there's going to be volcano, you know, there's going to be pumice on the ground. You're walking around in surf shoes. That's going to just tear that right up.
I walk in volcanic rock in my surf shoes all the time.
For the rest of your life. All right, well, that's not what I was predicting. And
I'll wear my Marvington twos. That's what you were gonna guess.
I was
those are definitely my most worn boots.
The Viberg by Withered Fig, the bear's boots.
Those are them? Those are definitely the ones I wear the most. The Marvington twos. What I'm wearing today, I have, but it's confusing because I have both Marvingtons. I've got the light brown and the dark brown. I'd wear the dark. Yeah. I really like these boots.
I'm going to say this one out ahead of time. So, Will, don't change your answer, and it's okay if I'm completely wrong. But I'm for yours, I was thinking the Slate Mule Skinner Iron Rangers. That was going to be my prediction, but it's okay if that's not what you'd actually choose.
Yeah, so that's a good one. What I was going to choose is I have the Amber Harness Iron Rangers, the ones that I have. And I actually was going to choose that one. There's a couple good reasons because I was thinking about this. You know, you had this in the show notes and I was like, I got to think about this. Kind of like what Adam was saying was like, you know, if there's people going to see me or if like, you know, there was like monkeys on the island and I needed to like rebuild society and you know, fashion was an important thing, you know, then I might go with something dressier, like a Grant Stone or something like that, because that's a really well-built boot. But I'm going to go the Red Wing High Ranger Amber Harness for a couple of reasons. One, I think the laces, they're kind of like corded. So I think you can like tear them apart and maybe, you know, fashion some sort of, you know, if I need to build a raft, you know, I think those are good laces to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I think the leather seems edible to me. It seems it seems the most edible out of a lot of the different boots that I own. So I would go with that as well.
Yeah.
It's also pretty lightweight. I think you could run a lot in the Iron Ranger. You know, like Adam was saying, like if you're out there and you're getting chased by a boar, which if I was boar hunting, it would just, I would start chasing boar and then the boar would start chasing me. So I would need, you know, speed. So I wouldn't want anything too heavy, like a Pacific Northwest work boot or anything like that. I'd want to stick with, I'm going to go with the Iron Ranger. Also, like I know that boot is relatively easy to deconstruct. So again, if I need to, you know, take the sole off and, you know, use it as like a boomerang or something like that to like hit a bird out of a tree or something like that, I think I could do that as well. So I'm going to go with that Red Wing Iron Ranger. Yeah. Or if there's a boar in a tree, yeah, just, like, just hit that thing right in the head. So yeah, that's my choice.
That's a solid choice. Even though I came up with this idea, I didn't take the terrain or the environment into consideration at all. I just thought, what's one pair of boots that I couldn't live without? So I'm going with Canada West. I've got this pair of Canada West lace to toes, like a monkey boot. And I have a lot of boots that are super comfortable and I can wear them all day, but that's my most comfortable pair. And aside from getting like a bespoke boot, you know, fit wise, they're the pair of boots that just seem to be the most made for my feet. So I could wear them all day walking around. I am not going to fool myself into thinking I would ever chase a boar or run after anything. I just probably wouldn't survive long.
Well, I'm going to take these boots and I'm going to just die.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be comfortable.
I'm not going to say there aren't any islands with boar, but I've been on a lot of islands and it's at least not common. I've been on more islands with monkeys than boar. So the Rebuilding Society and influencing them on influencing the monkeys on their fashion choice is a more likely scenario than the boar one.
Yeah. But that's me. I would go with Canada West just because they're, yeah, my most comfortable, fit great. And if I look in my closet, that's the one pair that I just wouldn't be able to live without. So no real rationale other than I just love them.
Does the leather seem edible on them?
Definitely. it would be pretty chewy. But I could get through it. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like a, awesome. An old jerky.
Yeah. That's nice.
I'd tough it out. Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, that's everything I've got, but huge thanks, Will, for joining us. Really, really glad that you were able to carve out a bit of time, especially knowing that you're in the weeds with your youngin over there.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man. It's fun. It's fun talking to you guys, and I enjoyed it very much.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but breaking news: you can in fact eat leather and get benefit out of it. So
you can get benefit.
I just Googled it. There's like some things to watch out for. I'm not going to get into, but yeah, you can eat it.
What do we got to watch out for? I mean, this is like, you know, that's a cliffhanger. I got to know what should you, like, if you're eating your boots, what should you not do? I think that will give the people at least a bare minimum.
All right. Downside. So in desperate situations, it might help you survive a few more days due to the protein and water content. However, it's essential to note that relying on leather for sustenance is not advisable. The tanning matters a lot. Man, I'm trying to like skim through this article.
So then which one of us has the most poisonous tan?
Yeah.
I think veg tan is preferable. Chrome tan is probably going to kill you.
Yeah, surf boots are definitely going to kill you. So I think.
Well, I'm going to be living off those crabs I catch, though, and I'm not going to step on a sea urchin.
I'm terrified of sea urchin.
Well, that's good to know that we'll get a few extra days out of our boots.
So yeah, that's good reasoning. I mean, I just intuited that. I didn't even Google it. I just kind of felt that, you know. So I think, but I'm definitely sticking with my decision now.
There you go. All those years
because I've switched over to Bing. I've got this cited essay from ChatGPT now about eating leather. It's a weird world we're in.
Yeah, your advertisements are about to get a little bit stranger than they were before, or maybe less strange. I don't know what your search history is, but it's who knows. So is there any news coming up to look out for on the blog or YouTube, Instagram?
Yeah. So we're like bootsby.com. We got one. So the Denim and Boots Daily newsletter. So we're sending it out. We obviously plan to do it daily in the future, but right now we're doing it twice a week, moving up to three times a week. Basically what that is a blog dedicated to raw denim and boots. So all the stuff we just talked about. If you go to bootsby.com, you'll see a sign up there and you can sign up and we're doing a lot more pieces that are not like just, you know, everyday relevant, talking about new brands, talking about cool deals, talking about, you know, looking at fades and different things like that, and looking at patina and all that good stuff. So that's on bootsby.com. We also have some pretty cool products coming out as well. I've been working on a leather conditioner for quite a while, and we finally got the formula down and are in production right now. So we definitely look forward to seeing some, if you're into boots and you want to get the best leather conditioner there is. I got that right on the way, and I'm very excited about that. But so that's kind of the main thing going on. Other than that, there's the Boots by YouTube channel, where we're coming out with a new video right now once or twice a month. There's going to be more denim content on there as well. And yeah, that's at Boots by Official on Instagram, we got that as well. So that's everything going on. That's everything going on with Boots by.
Very cool. Well, there's one more thing going on with Boots by. Guests are always on the hook to close us out with a dad joke.
Yeah. So I don't have a joke, but I did have a nightmare the other night where I actually ate a muffler in this nightmare, and when I woke up, I was exhausted.
Oh, that's a good one. My one son would love that one. I'm gonna steal it. Right on. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys
thank
later.
Thank you guys, man. Thank you so much. It was so fun to be on and great to be part of the podcast.
Okay, logistical question here before I stop recording or end the call. What do I hit so that it shows up in the chat to download?
Just hit stop. It should pop up. I won't get off until we've got it saved.
If I hit stop recording, it'll go into the chat.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna hit stop recording.